A new policy at the Environmental Protection Agency asks scientists to choose between agency grants and serving as EPA advisors. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt put it like this.
I think what's most important at the agency is to have advisors, scientific advisors, that are objective, independent-minded, providing transparent recommendations. And if we have individuals that are on those boards receiving money from the agency, sometimes going back years and years to the tune of literally tens of millions of dollars over time, that to me causes question on the independence and the veracity and the transparency of those recommendations that are coming our way.
But Robin Wilson says it's a false choice.
Because I can't just step away from my grant. I'm not even sure how that would work.
Wilson is associate professor of risk analysis and decision science at Ohio State University. She just received her first EPA grant to look at the effectiveness of the millions of dollars spent to improve water quality on the Great Lakes. And she's been serving on EPA's scientific advisory board for the last couple of years, weighing in on issues like biogenic carbon emissions, asking, is burning wood different than burning coal? Do you think you're objective?
I think that I am. I mean, I think all scientists want to believe they're objective, and I'm a behavioral decision scientist, so I actually know a lot about how we maybe trick ourselves into thinking we're objective as humans when we're not. So I'm actually well aware of all my, I think, potential biases or things that might come into play. But, you know, that is the basic tenet of science, is that there's a question that you're trying to answer, and you design the most rigorous and thoughtful methods to collect data to answer that question, and then the data answers the question. The scientist doesn't answer the question.
Wilson says her $150,000 grant and the modest compensation she gets for her time and travel to advise EPA don't stack up to the money that states and industry have to lose. Positions like hers are being filled in part by representatives from industries the agency regulates. Plus, she says she'd already been through a rigorous ethics training at EPA to avoid conflicts of interest. How do you think this new policy could impact the kind of guidance EPA gets from advisory boards?
So in the short term, I almost wonder if this kind of influx of new members of the board just might make the board fairly inefficient. I'm thinking of like the biogenic carbon emissions. The board has spent years trying to agree as to what does the science say about this, and so they take their jobs very seriously. And if you have very different opinions or potentially, you know, private sector interests that are in conflict with what the science says, and you've got people representing the science and you have people representing the public or the private sector, that they may find a hard time, you know, agreeing to disagree on things and actually moving forward to provide the agency with a set of opinions or advice on how to respond. So in the short term, I almost wonder if it'll just become a bit defunct in that sense. But in two more years, they would essentially be able to replace the entire board with new members who, again, seem to have a bias another direction. So at that point, then they would be more able to, I guess, push a particular agenda, right? If the board was kind of biased towards a particular perspective, like a deregulatory perspective, which, again, I think we all assume that because that's been a clear focus of this administration.
Robin Wilson is a professor at Ohio State University. There's more about her and changes at the EPA at AlleghenyFront.org and on our podcast, Trump on Earth. That's at TrumpOnEarth.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.